Lesson 55, An Ser Vrier Amsher Chacha. The free verb in the past tense. The ending for impersonal verbs, past tense, is ADH or DH for short verbs and IFADA ODH for long verbs. A few of the irregular verbs take THAS. Note that the impersonal verb is not usually aspirated in the past tense, and that D apostrophe is not put before a vowel. It is also not aspirated as a relative form following a or er. It was put, kuttuk a. It was cut, bunuk a. It was sold, diluk a. It was burned, doch a. It was brought or given, tuguk a. It was said, duruk a. It was made or done, rinuk a. He was born, ruguk a. He was drowned, bauk a. He was killed, maryuk a. It was bought, kanyuk a. It was prepared, Ulwiake. It was seen, Hanukase. It was heard, Hulahase. It was found, Furhase. I was told, Duraklam. It was given to me, Tukukdame. In other dialects, in Connacht and in Ulster, these would be a kind of an oo sound. I'm doing the ugh sound for the DH, that's more of a Munster pronunciation. You could say karu a, winu a, dilu a, dou a, tugu a, doru a, rinu a, rugu a, bau a, mario a, kianu a, ulwiu a, and duru lam, agus tugu dam a. So those are alternate pronunciations depending on which dialect you tend towards. I'm going to continue with my Munster-ish pronunciation. The negatives would be near kuruk, near bunuk, and so on. The questions would be kuruk and bunuk, and so on. Note that some of the irregular forms take ni and an instead of near and Niakas, ni warus, ni doruk, ni yernak, unwakus, unwarus. The impersonal verb is used to translate the English got in sentences such as brishik e, it got broken, fluchuk me, I got wet, salyuk mavroga, my shoes got dirty. Kirkelge ersha, the eggs got broken. Brishuk nahivaka. The house was burned. Doch an tiach. The children were told not to go near the fire. Doruk leshna pasti gan dul inekan natinye. We were told to say our lessons. Dorukling ar gyaktana aroa.